All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing a local podcast. Good morning. April the 7th, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. I think we are actually starting to get everything. A little warm, a little sun, less wind. And that's how it feels today. Woke up this morning feeling great. Another great, wonderful day to wake up sober. Thank God. Thank you, God. I appreciate that. The daily reprieve from that nasty situation. And so we're another lucky day. I thought I'd come in, just sit down and see what's going on. I have, it is Sunday. So, I've talked about it. I talk to people and they talk about it. It seems to be sort of the topic of the day, which is just sort of kind of everybody's feeling a little glum. And I think it has to do, for me at least, with just the seasons and probably just the seasons. I have not been feeling, I mean, I feel fine, right? I mean, that's one of the challenges about getting sober, right, in recovery is that there's just not many problems, right? I have life challenges, but as far as like real big, big problems, you know, it's sort of what we learn to avoid, right, is to end up with big, big problems. So not a lot of problems I have. So I end up just sort of, you know, analyzing little ones over and over until they've sort of become big problems in my head. But in the big picture, they are really not big problems. So, but I have, you know, there are things, right? One of the things for me, at least for winter, is there's just, I like to think of myself as pretty active. I'm definitely, my life has been seasonal, right? I've had these periods where I have not done a lot, and I've had periods where I have been really crazy busy, taking on tons of stuff, really overwhelmed, and then having moments where I think I've been doing too much and I have to trim it all down, and then I start feeling bad that I'm not doing a lot, so I add a bunch of stuff, and it's just sort of a cycle, and I don't mean like over a week or a year. I mean just over, you know, chunks of 10 years, right? There was a, you know, I definitely, when I got sober, I wanted to catch up and was doing a lot of stuff, but I had to build a foundation for me to start achieving some things, right? You just don't go from the basement to the penthouse overnight. And you have to work slowly and take on things and, you know, push through things and learn and come out on the other side. And and so there was a time I was doing all sorts of, I built an app. I had opened a salon. I was doing podcasting. I was running a podcast studio. We were, I mean, I think back to those days and how busy I was. And not complaining, though, just, you know, in it and having fun. And that was sort of, I think, that's probably like been, I mean, I started podcasting with the pandemic, right? I think a lot of podcasts started around the pandemic because there wasn't really a lot going on. And I had been inspired by Joe Rogan. I like Joe Rogan's podcast. The original podcast I was doing never, ever came close, right? And I look back now and I say, thank God, because I can't imagine what that sort of responsibility is. But it was still inspiring, right? Still thinking, I wonder if I can do this, right? Because a guy like me, I don't ever think I can do anything, right? I just don't have that confidence. It's a character defect, right? I guess. It's not helping. I don't know if it's just being smart or safe, but, you know, I definitely have always had this thing where I'm just not smart enough or good enough and probably can't do it, so why try? And so when those podcasts started coming up, I thought it would be fun just to, like, promote small business, local small businesses. And so we started doing the podcast, and we did a whole bunch of them, had a lot of fun. And we started a kind of a podcast network, right? We hear it in the beginning of this podcast, which is just me now, right? Nobody else is doing podcasts, which is fine. But we had a whole group, right? We were doing stuff and we were interacting and we were, you know, getting together. We were doing the music podcast and the small business podcast and a Pearl Jam podcast and a recovery podcast. We had a whole bunch going on. Excuse me. Jeez. But times change, right? Time moves on, and we get to this point. And I can tell you, when I had gotten to the peak of all that, at some point I said, geez, I need to start to thin out some of this stuff. Because I was becoming too overwhelmed, right? You peak out. And, you know, with the help of other people, and just really losing interest, as well as me losing interest in all that stuff, you know, it sort of slimmed down. And now here we are, and I get to do this podcast, and I really don't have a lot of responsibility. I don't have to find guests. I can just come in and chat, and I don't have to worry about if anybody likes it, right? I don't even honestly look. It's fun for me, and it's, you know, I learn a lot just by thinking, right? Just by thinking through this stuff. But lately, I've had people like reaching out, wanting me to fire up the other podcast that I used to do, the RoboSocial, because they want to come on it, right? It was a service. And, you know, part of me is, I keep saying, yeah, let me, there's a few people that keep asking. And I'm like, yeah, let me just get this salon thing figured out. And then because I got to get my studio thing figured out. You know, my studio is actually in my salon. So I, at some point, will not have that, right? I have to move it to my house or something. And I'm like, well, just let me figure this out, and then we'll do it. I promise, right? I promise. And then the one person called the other day and was like, you know, we really want to do that podcast. And I was like, you know, I said, I'm going to have to be honest here. I said, honestly, I really don't want to do it. I don't want to do that podcast anymore. It's not that there's anything wrong with it. It's not that it's hard. It's just I don't really feel like putting myself out there that much, right? I mean, I do this, and, you know, I'm sure people will be like, oh, whatever. But, you know, this isn't a huge effort. I'm not promoting this on Instagram or anything. It's just a thing. If someone comes across this podcast and listens to it, that's awesome. But I'm also okay if nobody does. It's not a big deal. But when I was doing the small business podcast, it was really, you know, the service, part of the service, and it was for free, one thing, which was great. But part of my duty, right, to them was to really try to promote it on Instagram and social media and stuff. And I don't want to do that anymore. I'm just really over that, right? I just don't feel like, because it doesn't feel good. It feels good for my ego, but my humility doesn't feel good. And so I'm just trying to figure that out. But but the thing I had to do was be honest. I was like, I just can't do this thing anymore. I just don't feel like putting myself out there. And, you know, I keep telling you I want to do it, but the fact is, I really just do not want to do it.
For a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your satisfied. Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Vienna. Billy Joel. Yeah, so fast forward. You know, it's, you know, I was watching, speaking of Joe Rogan, I was watching Joe Rogan's podcast last night. What was his name? Schultz. Let's see if I can find it real quick. It was a great podcast last night. I actually watched the whole thing. Let's see. Anyway, I forget. Schultz is the guy's last name. He was his guest. He's a comedian. He does a podcast. It was good. But, you know, one of the things about when I was doing all that stuff and learning and, you know, struggling and, you know, dealing with the fear and the worry and then the success. And when I say success, I mean, can I do a podcast, right? Can I find the equipment? I am the guy that loves to, you know, I love equipment, right? I'll research equipment all day. I won't buy anything, right? But I'll research it. I'll know a lot about it. But to actually purchase it and use it is another step, right? It's a harder step for me. But, you know, doing it, right? Researching it, learning about it, and making it happen. And to me, that was the success, right? Whether anybody ever listened, I think once people started listening, that's where the fear creeps in, right? I just wanted to see if I could record something, upload it, and then be able to find it. But I can tell you, during all those times, I wasn't really, you know, sort of bummed out, right? Sort of in my head, you know, analyzing myself over and over, because I was doing things, right? I was doing hard things. And, you know, I was listening to those guys yesterday, and they were talking about it, and they were saying part of the issue that, and this is all of what they feel, right? But I just didn't actually ended up agreeing, right? Is that we don't do anything hard. I'm not doing anything hard right now, right? And for some reason, I have this voice telling me that I need to do less things hard. I keep telling myself I want to retire, right? I've mentioned it. I keep telling myself I want to work less. This thought, this thing in my head, you know, draws pictures of, you know, walking the beaches with, you know, metal detectors or whatever that life of retirement looks like, and keeps making me feel like that's what I want to do. And in turn, I don't feel very inspired by myself, right? I don't feel like I'm doing much. And so that leaves time for me to kind of get into my head and go over dumb things. And it's just making me have, I won't say anxiety, but definitely a little bit of anxiety. And I'm not even sure what I have anxiety about. And I think what it turns out maybe it is about is that I'm just not doing anything difficult. I'm just not really challenging myself at the moment. I'm sort of selling myself a bill of goods that isn't really what I feel like buying, right? I'm only 55. Right. There's no sense in retiring. I have always said my best days are my days that I work, right? I work hard, and at the end of that day, I rest without any guilt, right? Not that I'm torn by guilt, but you know what I'm saying. I feel like, hey, good day, you know, let's have some dinner and you know, relax. On days that I don't have anything to do, I'm not doing that much. And so at the end of the day, I feel like I sort of wasted a day. Right. And as I've gotten older, I feel like every day has become a little more important. Right. I pay attention a little more. I'm definitely on the second half. Right. I'm definitely feeling I get older. Right. I've talked about it. But, you know, so I think that I need to figure that out. Right. I've sort of gotten into this habit of kind of doing my day and then ending up on the couch and watching TV and not only just watching TV, but watching really negative shit, right? Watching a lot of YouTube. I'm turning into that guy, right? That old conservative, right? You know when you're conservative, when you start watching Fox News. Well, I'm not watching Fox News, and I don't find myself as I'm more of a centrist, I would think, more a little of each, but it's what I'm watching, right? And I'm sort of diving into this stuff, and I'm not living in the moment, right? I'm living in the future and the past, and it's just not really that comfortable for me or that pleasant. So I have to make some changes. I have to start doing some things that are hard. And I don't mean I don't have to dig a ditch, but I need to one of the things that I want to do today is we have a garage, right? And there's just a lot of shit in it. And it's pretty organized, but like my car, and you know, this might sound silly, it fits in there, right? But it's surrounded by junk and I just need to address it, right? It's not even a thing. It's sort of a byproduct of when we moved, you just sort of get everything in there, right? Get it in. And then I would tell myself, you know, in a week, I'll really fix this and get it straight and get it how I like it. And that just never happened. And so that's just, it's not necessarily a character defect. I mean, obviously, procrastination would be a character defect. But, you know, I mean, I can only do so much, right? I have to address the procrastination. But I also have all this stuff that I've sort of pushed off, right? And so the byproduct of the procrastination, the byproduct, I guess, would be just stuff everywhere. And so I need to address it. And so I want to start doing that today. And then I'm going to start doing it one day at a time, right? The good thing is the weather is getting better. It is, there was a time in my life when I worked outside, right? I was in the golf course business. I was outside in the cold, in the hot, whatever it was. And today I don't have to do that. You know, I work inside now. But I tell you, if it's even a little cold, I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. It's too cold, right? I'm not a huge supporter of myself right now, and I got to figure out how to be better, right? I mentioned, you know, I would like to lose 10 pounds. I think that will fall off once summer starts, right? When we get out paddling out in the ocean and just more active, and it's hot and you sweat, and you know, it's just, people always say it's harder to hold weight in the summer. I'm hoping that I will get my 10 pound reprieve, but the reality is I'm going to have to work at it, and getting up and, you know, doing things that are difficult, right? And the interesting thing that they were talking about, and I actually agree, is that nobody does anything difficult anymore, right? You know, as a country, whenever we started, you know, there was a lot of difficult shit we had to do. And over time, till we get to this point, you know, it's always been the goal, it seems like, to make things easier. Isn't that capitalism, right? Capitalize on opportunities to make things better and make money. That's my definition, so don't yell at me. But that's what it seems to have been. It's like, hey, that's a good idea, but how about if I make it this way? That might make it a little easier, right? We had the horse and wagon, and then someone came up with a motor. And, you know, so it's just always this evolution of trying to make things better and easier and more convenient. And here we are. And so today, we don't have a lot of things that are difficult, right? We don't suffer that much as far as like having to exist now, as far as working and just, you know, socially. Of course, we all have challenges, and I get that. But I'm just saying in general, you know, we've been on this mission to make things easier. So now we're in this place where it's not a lot of difficult shit, right? And so we're having, I think it reflects in like people's attitudes and how they feel. And, you know, my kids, you know, they're outside some, but they're not outside like we used to be, right? They talk about, you know, playing on computer. My son, he loves computer games. I mean, he'll be on there. And this one person was saying that, you know, there was a thing saying, oh, maybe video games are what's creating this gun violence. And this one guy goes, no, that's not true, right? They've done studies, and I don't believe that to be true. But his solution was because kids are sitting at home on the computer and they're not out as much, getting into as much trouble. And I thought, well, there should be somewhere in the middle, right? They should be outside. They don't have to automatically be getting in trouble, but my God. So, you know, in turn, a lot of anxiety, you know, a lot of worry, just like me. You know, I'm a slice of an example, right? When on days that I'm not doing a lot, anxiety creeps in, worry creeps in, doubt creeps in. On days that I'm doing things that are hard, or at least working, right? You know, I don't feel the same kind of things, right? I'm not feeling anxiety. I'm not feeling stress. Or if I am, it's a different sort of, you know, do I have enough of this, or are they on time? Whatever it is, but you know, I'm just not living in that toxic place. And what I've realized is over the years, I'm just not doing that many hard things. I'm doing as many things that are easier now than I would have in the past, right? I'm trying to make things easier, and I'm sort of selling myself this bullshit that, you know, you deserve to retire, you deserve to work less, right? You deserve whatever it is that I deserve, and I don't deserve anything. I need to get up every day and do something challenging and take on the day. And, you know, like today's a good example. I would probably, there's not a lot going on, and I would probably, and there's still a good chance that I may still sort of, you know, be lazy today. But I got up this morning, I sort of came to this revelation last night. I said, Tom, you need to start doing things. You know, you need to start getting on some of these projects. You need to start dropping these rocks and start feeling better about your time and what you're doing with it, right? You don't want to waste away your life, right? And then you got the other side is like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with relaxing, right? So, and the problem is that when I do, I just don't feel as good. So the solution, just try to do more. So today I'm going to, and it's these, you know, it's the fucked up part, it's these little things. Like we bought a lamp yesterday. My in-laws were in town. What's that noise? My in-laws were in town. They are in town. They're leaving today. And we wanted to get this lamp. My wife wanted this lamp. And so we went out shopping for a lamp. And we got it, right? We got the lamp. And then we brought it home. And then we put it in the spot where it's going to go. But it was, we actually bought a lamp and a little table, right? No, nothing crazy, just for this little spot. And then I sat it there, and then it was just sitting there in the box, and the little table was wrapped in plastic, and there it sat. And I'm like, you know, this is a good example, because I would just sort of, oh, I'll get that tomorrow. I'll take care of it tomorrow. And I go, you know what, get up. And then my wife's all, it's 10 o'clock. We're not doing that tonight. I was like, oh, shit. So I got up this morning, new day. And I got the lamp put up and the table, and then I got the other lamp moved. And I sort of have a list of projects I want to do today. I want to clean out the fish tank filter. I want to straighten out the garage. I have some things I want to try to do today. And so that is going to be my goal. You know, I read that As Bill Sees It the other day, talking about these stents. And I just need to start making my goal smaller and trying to just chip away at them, because I just haven't been feeling good, right? I haven't been spiritually. Listen, I got this connection with the higher power, man. I'm sober, and I'm sort of miserable, and I just need to get over it. And I know the solution. I just have to, you know, start doing it. And, you know, this is how we start drinking again, right? Maybe I'm not headed towards a drink, but I'm headed towards, you know, misery. Right. And who knows, if you get enough misery, maybe drinking starts to feel like an option. I'm starting to realize that everything that goes on in my life, good and bad, is either pushing me towards a drink or pushing me away from a drink. And, you know, I do not want to drink. And I also want to be happy. Right. This is, I'm sitting around saying, you need to think about retirement. But my God, if I wasn't doing anything, I'd be so miserable. So turn the lights on, turn the sunshine on. It's time to start getting back to the regularly scheduled program. And so that's what I'm going to try to do. All right, I'm going to read the that's just sort of what's going on. I had to come over here and I had another goal, get rid of all this cardboard, right? I had to come over here to the salon and throw it in the dumpster. And I thought, well, I'll sit down and see if I can do a podcast. Ain't that important, just to chat, just another day in the world, right? Trying to be the best that we can be, but dealing with situations, right? And sometimes our life feels like it's perfect because I feel like my life is perfect, but I also have to pay attention because I can get, you know, out of whack, and I don't want to do that. So let's see. Daily reflections. A wide arc of gratitude, April the 7th. And speaking for Dr. Bob and myself, I gratefully declare that had it not been for our wives, Anne and Louise, neither of us could have lived to see AA's beginning. Interesting. The AA Way of Life, page 67. Am I capable of such generous tributes and gratitude to my wife, parents, and friends, without whose support I might never have survived to reach AA's doors? I will work on this and try to see the plan my higher power is showing me, which links our lives together. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, of course, right? When I came into the program, I was not married. My parents had always supported me. I remember when I got sober, I worked on a golf course, and everybody sort of thought it was funny, right? It was always sort of this running joke, you know, no drinking for Tom, right? But they were very supportive. You know, today, my wife is supportive of my recovery, but my wife is also sober. So I work a program, and then I think my wife just listens to my programmy stuff and just sort of, I don't know. But, her and I actually used to go to a meeting. We don't do it anymore because that meeting closed down. I would like it if she went to a meeting with me, but, you know, what are you going to do? But she's supportive, right? I go to a few meetings a week. You know, my daughter's like, are you going to a meeting tonight? I go, yes. Why? I go, I have to, right? Or I get to, right? But that's my duty. And they all have understood. My kids have always been supportive. They've, you know, my kids grew up in the rooms. My oldest son, he was in the rooms. I mean, it was, I'll never forget when I, you know, August 26, 2006 was my last drink. And that's when my wife left me. And I remember going away to York, Pennsylvania. And we had just, our son was turning, he had just turned one. And I was like, there is no way in hell my wife is going to let me see my son, right? Because, you know, up until this point, really, you know, I'd been struggling for probably a year now with drinking and not drinking and I'm sorry and yada, yada, yada. And finally, it had all come to this point where she'd had enough, right? And she left. And I remember going to York, Pennsylvania, and I remember talking to my son on his first birthday, which was the 24th. And he, you know, was obviously one, so it wasn't a huge conversation, but I just remember thinking, well, you know, I'm probably not going to be able to see my son anymore. And coming back after my little 9 days there, and my wife at the time saying, all right, well, you need to come get him. You know, it's your week. And because we had made an agreement and, you know, we were going to try something. But I remember she trusted me, right? She's like, this is your week. And I'm like, well, I got to go do this. She goes, well, then you need to figure it out, right? There was no, I support you, so I'm just going to, you know, take all of your responsibility and carry it on my shoulders. She's like, you need to figure it out, but this is your week. And I remember picking him up and I said to him, I said, that's it. You know, I'm not going to drink again. And I got this. And I haven't had a drink since, thank God. But, you know, we've had some tough times, her and I, but you know, we've always supported one another, and she supported me, and I'll always be grateful for that because, honestly, I really had probably pushed her last nerve, right? That, man, when we're in that addiction, we are something, right? We are something, and I was that guy. I was something, all right, and, you know, so, but, yeah, that to whatever, you know, that's a great reading. Read it however. Whatever works for you, but I hope everyone has a great day. I have got many, many chores to do. I've got projects, and I'm going to be a better person today or try. Anyway, have a great day. Later.
Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you and get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you?
When will you realize Vienna waits?